Handling talent.
אצל למלחמה על אויביך. חצקל אברמסקי היה בשיר את הבעלבטים, more open-minded בעלבטים. He was thinking about how he will go to start to teach them פרשס כיסייצה ואיסו בשיביו חושקת בו ולוקחת לך, you know. How you teach such a parsha to open-minded people? Says the whole Shabbos he was davening for Siyata Dishmaya. Mamash, before the year started, Hashem put the words in his mouth. And he said, before we start the parsha, I want to give you a akdom. From this parsha, we learn a givaldik ezach. That a person could never say, it's too hard for me. I can't stand it. This Nisayan, it's above my koichas. It's above my ability to be in this Nisayan. Because when it's very hard, Hashem says that he's matter than Nisayan. I'll give you an example. Parshas Kiseitza. Dibro Teire Keneged Yitzhar. If the Teire feels that a person can't, B'shas the Milchoma, we don't know what it means. Kadosh Baruch Hu is matter. So if chutz from that, Hashem was not matir, it means that in every Nisoyan we have enough koyach to be oimed. Because if we don't have a koyach to be oimed, Hashem give the Nisoyan. Before we start the parsha, the Shem Yishmuel speaks out here. We spoke last week that who goes to the war? כל איש היורה ורח הלב אוף מהווירה שביודו אפילו סך בין תפילין של יד לתפילין של ראש goes back home. Everyone is pure tzaddiki, ממש על תיירס הקוידש. We said, מייסה ובחיים מויזה, the חופץ חיים is the only one that is left. Everyone was cleaned out, was sifted out. שבון הבייס, אירס אישו, נוטו קרם, אווירה שביודו, no one is left. Only tzaddikim. And the pasuk says, "Kisei tzela milchomo, v'roiso b'shiv yoreishes yefastoya, v'choshakto v'lokachto lo leisha." For sure, the mefarshim atomea, we're speaking about tzaddikim, k'doy sheyelyoy. And at them, the Torah says, and as different as Beirim, that I don't want to go into that. But one thing zog d'shem Yishmuel. ורואיסו בשיביו וחושקתו בו ולוקחתו לאישו. A person could be the ganze tzaddik. The ganze tzaddik. Mit alle meiles. He's nishken balchet. He's not even sach ben tfilin shel yale, tfilin shel roish. But he goes to war. And veroiso bashivya, and he doesn't have a shmira senaim. Nothing helps. He's the best bocher, but he goes to the plaza for Shabbos. Yeah. No. But his grandfather is there. He has to eat there. Yeah. Chazal say everyone was shizam olchei milchama. Ki seitzel milchama. ורואיסו בשיביו, אישס יפסטויה וחושקתו בו. And the Torah says, דיברו תוירו כנגד יצהורה, the Torah knows when the iron is hot, there's nothing more to do בשעס מלחומה. מוטב, להתר להם בוסו שחוטס מאוסס, מבוסו נבילס. It says the person will do the chet, you can't stop him. It's like we were magdim, it's the only place בשעס דה מלחומה. Bianchi Ganski, Alamo, when you know, they didn't want the Shiva like to go to the army. He would say, look what the army does. The biggest tzaddik, 1 minute in the army, they can't hold himself on his side. But this is the same lomdus. A place that is not shomul. So you can't say, I'm a tzaddik, I'll be beseda. How much a person has to make himself a shmira and not trust himself? They say, Chatzke Levenstein was a tzaddik, Alta Mashgiach Eponovich, and his Levaya Rav Shach said, 400 years nishgiven as a tzaddik. And he was going to a wedding once, and he saw the bochim sitting outside where they were serving the drinks. So he told him, what are you doing here? What's the problem? No. He said, I'm an Alta Yid. One of my eyes, I'm blind. I'm an old man. One of my eyes, I'm blind. I can't see. The other eye, I see a half. I go in the street, it's a whole dance around me. And you, a young bacher, says, it doesn't make a difference to you? The grass that's a dikin. He says, it's a milchomo, the roiso bashiv your ishes if I stop. Modri Gifter has a beautiful vote on this parsha. Beautiful vote. The pasuk is a very strange pasuk. You go out to the war and your enemies. Only one of them. Unesonom Hashem alekecho, no? Kisei tzela milchoma aloi veichem, aloi vecho. Unesonom Hashem alekecho beyodecho. It starts, kisei tzela milchoma aloi vecho, as a lot of oivim. Unesonom. Doesn't stim? Zog Ramon Chigifter, Givaldi Zach. We know, Chazal tells us that this pasuk is connected to Yetzer Hore. See about the poor voting from Rabbi Zainu. He said to the Chomos, Meramez, Milchemes Ayetzer v'chayolov. And there's a lot of different Zachen. He said to the Milchoma Aloivecho, there's a lot of Oivim around you. The Yetzer Hore has a lot of Oivim around you. Comes dressed up with all different kind of clothes. One of them is, oh, it's so hard to learn. One of them is a terrible roommate. Another one is, oh, I'm not feeling good, I'm tired. There's another one, machleikus. There's another one, someone invites me for Shabbos to go somewhere. Yetzer Hara, all different bad friends, bad cousins, bad books, bad phones. All different pictures he has. Terrible headache. Sometimes he makes the light to start to jump on top of you. He has all different ways. But Be'etzem, he wants one thing. He wants to kill you, that you will not become Eved Hashem. When you go out to the war, in the beginning it looks like all different pictures. Here, hard to learn. Here, hard to daven. Here, hard to get up. Here's a chavusa. Here's a kavod. Here's a taiva. Here's a kime. But it's one. If a person knows, it's one. One wants to kill me. One wants to get rid of me. And he fights. Mention a poem more. I want to say it over again because this is the Nekuda, the Gemara, and the Dorim. Gemara says, Omar Bishmoel, Moilam Leachalti Elo, Bishimel, Leachalti Elo, Michatas Nozir, Shepamachas, Bon Nozir Echo, Minadorim. He had very nice hair. Omarti lo ibni, maro iso lehashchi seor chose. Another guy has to shave off. He has such beautiful hair. Omar royo it leabo. I was a shepherd. Vehalachti b'midbar. I went to give the sheep to drink. And I came to the bear of the water. When he stakalti bebavu shali, he never looked in the mirror. But now water, he saw his face. V'pochas ola yitzri v'bikesh le tordeini min ha'olam. The Yitzhar Hore decided to kill me. אמרתי לו, ראשו, לא מה אתה מסגוי באותם שאינה שלך בדובר שהוא סויפה רימו ותלאו. השמיים, או אבוידו, שהגליך חול השמיים. מיד נשקתי לו על ראשו, אמרתי לו, בני, כמו איכו, עיר בזוני זר נזירס בישראל, עליך הקוסו ואימר, איש כי נדר נוזר לעזר להשם. When you read this Gemara, you think, נוזר שבדורם, Stephen Shalas, who it was, אבל נוזר שבדורם, פשס מוסבונם לתנועים, הלכתי לראות, הסתכלתי בבבוע שלי, תוך הזול היצרי, וביקש את אורדני מן האילו. אמרתי לו, ראשו, לא ואתה מסגרה באילו משם. What do you think the Yitzhar Hore told him? To speak about it. What exactly he told him? Not what you think. What do you think? A guy never looked in the mirror. He sees himself thus. He told him, you hear it's so nice. Mamish, I'm shamach das a bissel more verputzt. That's the guy. Maybe, you know, a shirt with an animal. You know, just nishmel from them, yeah? Because, you know, you look a little bit better. Go nish. Just look a little bit better, you know? Put yourself together. That's the ganze sach. Put yourself together. Nishmael from them. Nishmael from them. Just put yourself together. The Nozer Shabbadon heard about what he wants. I will do that. And then he will tell me to do that. And then he will tell me to do that. I'm going to lech lavela velezore. You want to kill me. Agalecha chol ha-shamayim. The secret of the Atzlocha of Nozer Shabbadon, he knew, Milchama, he wants to kill me. Someone comes to kill you, you'll kill him. I say, Alamal, what if the goyim will walk in now with God? Other Yehoid, other Tzloif. Meimir Das, everyone will say, kill us, right? Shoot. Someone will come in. Every day, twice a day, we think about it. Shema Yisrael, yeah? Tzloif or Yehoid? Yehoid. Mach the Meisa Nefesh. But when he tells you, 9 o'clock Seder or 10 o'clock, yeah? Wake up 7 o'clock and 7:20. You don't hear that it's the same Yitzhar Hore. But he, you think he needs 7:20? You think he needs you to bench without a bencher? He needs you to be dead. That you will not be the Shomayim in Gan Eden. He's trying to fight there. He says, it's a Ivecho, it's all different. It's a Milchama, he wants to kill you. It looks all different visions. If you fight on the son of Hashem, I said over a couple of times, I'm gonna say it over again because it's the same part. The dude of the Chofetz Chaim says over Amaisa, I saw it in Sefer Mene Yisrael. She was a kid like 7 years old. She was sitting in her father's room. Chofetz Chaim was very poor. Didn't have money. His wife would bring in breakfast. What was the breakfast? They bought bread from the baker, but the yesterday bread. Heint. You know, what is left over, you send back to the company to make crumbs out of it, yeah? But Amal Baker didn't have what to do with what was left over. So the second day, it was sold half price. Then it was even cheaper. Breads, you know, especially that days, they didn't have all these good. So the lot of breads in the bakery just broke to pieces. The loads of bread didn't come out shalom. So yesterday broken was like mamish. Mamas, you paid like, you know, end of the price. So this is what they afforded. She'll see, bring like, you know, a bit of bunches of these pieces with a cup of tea. The Chofetz Chaim will dip it in a cup of tea. And thus he give him the Chofetz Chaim's breakfast. And that morning, they didn't have enough money to afford to buy the bread even. So the Rebbetzin, Chofetz Chaim's wife, walked in with a cup of tea without no bread. And her eyes were tearing. This is what she's serving her husband for breakfast. And she puts down the cup of tea. His daughter says over the maizah, she was in the room. And the Chofetz Chaim gives a clap on the table. And he says, Ich weiß was du willst. I know what you want. Yitzhar Hore. Du willst, you want Yitzhar Hore, as Yisrael Meir will nicht lernen Teire. You want Yisrael Chofetz Chaim not to learn. Yisrael Meir will yo lernen Teire. Gets quiet. And I get it back. Ich weiß was du willst. I know what you want Yitzhar Hore. Du willst, Yisrael Meir will nicht sein at Talmud Chacham. Yisrael Meir will ja sein at Talmud Chacham. If a person will feel something bad is happening to him, what the Yitzhar Hore wants? What the Yitzhar Hore wants? To kill me. to kill me. So I had this story this Sunday. Something I was mekabel that in Chodesh Elul I will not be misasik in it. Doesn't make a difference what, because it's mamish disturbing my learning if I can't learn. I'm a Revitzin, I can't be misasik, doesn't make a difference. I know there's neget, a lot of zachem. But for me it's staring my learning completely. Think about it, I can't think of learning. This Sunday I get a knock on the door, 8:30 in the morning. One of the closest people in the world to me comes to discuss with me this Indian. I ran away from the door. My wife the whole week, she's asking me if I could call the person to Ben Chile because he's insulted. I said, he came to kill me. He came to kill me. It's good I didn't shoot him. This is what I felt. And I know, I was close to him for 25 years. And he was so upset. He came especially to speak to me. I know that it's a whole ascendant. I know it's hard to understand, but I'm telling you, it's a something. If I would speak to him, I couldn't be what I am. I can't learn. It shows my learning. That Indian. I was mekabel. Shabbos v'ochim ela. I was mekabel. Till Yom Kippur, I don't speak about it, even if everything will be meshuga. The guy came to my house, ate, opened the door, and I see this guy in front of me. I ran into the house. If a person will feel l'tochdeini min ha'olam, this is the secret of Nazir Shabbador. Nazir Shabbador is that tzlocha was kiseitzel ha'milchom al oivecho. If you will understand that all of the oivecho is one. Everyone here in this room is masking to stand against changing from becoming a yid to a guy. If you will understand someone wants to kill you, you'll do everything to fight. Just don't feel that all of the Ivecho are standing in the same place, standing in the same purpose. That's the vote for a monthly gift. And you will feel that all of the Ivecho is one. Unesana Hashem Alekecha B'yadecho. Veshovisa Shivya. Because everyone has a mitzvah. So you could even show me shivya. That is a matzah that a person could do tshuva and take all of the baggage that he has and he could win with shavisa shivya. So Sefer says, Ki seitzel ha-milchom ha-osu, it's good to eat your hore. Ki seitzel ha-milchom ha-alivecho, unesan ha-yashem. He says, if you go out to war, Hashem will give him. There's another pasuk in Bamidbo. Kisova milchama ba'artzachem uskatem b'chatzos. Why by us it says kiseitzel ha'milchama unesonai? Why is it? Chatzos. And then it says kisova milchama ba'artzachem uskatem b'chatzos. Zok nekstav sefer. If you are the one that is running the war, you will win. If you wait that the war will come to you, you need chatzos. You need a lot of siyat adibai. A person makes gdorim. I don't want to go to the street. I don't want to eat in the place that I don't have to eat. He makes himself gdorim. Unesonai, Hashem promises, don't worry, you'll win. Some people, they sit. Okay, what I will learn Shabbos? Well, we'll see. He wakes up Shabbos morning, okay, today, okay, I eat, I'll rest a little bit. Afternoon, I will learn. What I will decide then when I wake up. Hopefully, he makes it for me. Everyone knows exactly. A little Shabbos after the meal, I will learn. For sure, when I finish the Suda, finishes 12 o'clock, yeah? Next Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, we will learn. And then another week is Rosh Hashanah already, yeah? If a person is Yoytzel HaMilchama, what is Yoytzel HaMilchama? He makes a plan. Shishi Shabbos, I want to finish that. What I'm going to learn? Shishi Shabbos. Who is my Chavrusas? Where I'm going to daven? Where I'm going to eat? He makes himself Gdorim. He Yoytzel HaMilchama is a promise on a Sonoy. Oh, but if you're not yoitzer to fight, you wait. Kisav milchama al tzachem b'yitzah. Oh, well, come, I'll take care of it. If I have, I'll take care of it. Oh. Then you need a lot of chatzay yitzah. You need a lot of siyata dishmai. V'roisho v'ashiv yoheishe sifastoya v'choshakta bo v'lokachta l'chol l'isho. It's not a shayna vod of the Meshachochme. It's good to say it over. He says, Dibu ha-teira k'neged yitzah ha-oed. So why the Teira only said to win the war? It's about the Shavuot, it's a Shein Avot. כי זה זה למלחמה, הוא נסון היה שם אלוהי ככה, אני חייב סמואן, you want to marry it, it's a parasha. What if you don't win the war? Or, you know, even when you lose, sometimes you chop people, yeah? Both sides have captions. The loser and the winner. So why? If you win, we didn't win, but we managed to chop a lady. And we have a parasha, and you first time. So the Meshachach Mubalabat, she says that if you don't win the war, don't marry her, because you will need her to, you know, to trade, to give back. Only if you're the winner and you don't have no losers, you don't need to get back soldiers, then you could use her. Well, if not, the Torah is not matil, because you have to be worried for different people. Some people are in prison on the other side. Don't use her, maybe they'll want her back. Because you use her, who knows what they will do to your prisoners. The Torah says, don't be selfish. Even if the Dibur Tekadei Yitzhar and the Torah is matil out, but if some people are on the other side and they're captured, don't touch. If you're winning, there's no need, then you can do what you want. Chofetz Chaim, let's say one more vote here before we go to the next parts of the picture. Let's speak for hours on this psukim here. Name ourselves in the Zohar maybe. Chofetz Chaim says that if you look at the last parasha, it finishes in Perek Chof Aleph. כי סייצל המלחום על אויבך ורואיסו סוס ורכב רוב שויטרים ושויפטים תיתן לך בכל שעורך כי סיקרא ולעיר להילוחם עליה don't cut the trees כי סוצור על עיר יומים רבים then is one little parsha and then our parsha a parsha of Egla Arufa and then is כי סייצל המלחום פוינד החופץ חיים I don't understand. Three parshas of war, finishing parsha Shoftim, and the fourth parsha of the war is an our parsha. Four parshas of dealing with wars. Why Egla Rufa smacks in the middle? What is the Shaykhus? Kisei tzela milchoma v'ro'iso sus v'rechev. Kisik rabir leilochom im sholem ta'as alecho. Kisotzor alir yomim rabim. Ki imtso chol ba'adomo. Kisei tzela milchoma aloivecho. Zog der Chafetz Chaim, the Torah teaches us a givaldike zach. There is war all over the country. Dam v'tim reis oshon. Dam v'esh v'tim reis oshon. Tal the people are killed all over the world. And you find a person dead outside the city. And we don't know who killed him. The skenim gom and macha ganze tshuve. To teach us. A person has to stay up. Don't say, thousands of people are killed anyway. Okay, no one person will kill you. You know how much people are dying every day? Every neshama, every yid, is a neshama, is a achrayis, is a responsibility. So the Torah in the middle of the war is scared you found a dead person. You have to have a kapora. Maybe you didn't walk him. Maybe something happened. You want the kapora. Not something people don't forget. And when the world is such and such a war and everything is going bad, people are dying. By the way, he lost his father. People are dying all over the place. One more person? No. Every year is a whole world, and if it's a dead person and no one knows who killed him, you have to have a kapol. You have to have a kapol. Say one more thing here. We'll go after it. The Zohar HaKadosh in Pasuk Kiseitza starts. Kiseitza milchoma alivecho. ונסון השם אלכו ורואיסו בשיבי הישס יפסטויה והביסו על תוכבי סחו וגילחו אסרוישו ועושו את ציפורנאו ועשירו אסים לה שיבי ומעולאו ויושבו בבי סחו ובבוכתו אסוביר ואסימו ירח יומים ואחר כך תובו אליהו בלטו ואויסו לכל אישו זאת בזה ירה קודש כיסי צה המלחומו ורואיסו בשיביו ובוכתו אסוביר ואסימו ירח יומים Hado Chodesh Elul. This crying of Chodesh Yomim, Zog de Zera Kodesh, Hado Yarched Elul. And Forshim tried to explain different explanations in the Zohar. So one mamish, maybe to be masbir, as four pshatim in the Rishonim, why she has to cry. Rashi says, hopefully she will cry, she will take off her nice clothes, you will lose the chain that you have and your trouble away. Because Rashi learns, even though the Torah was matir, it's not like a tchila dikazach. Rashi says, she sits near the door, you bump into her, you know, and she doesn't look good, and you lose the cheshek. The Ramban brings down another pshat to let her to cry. She lost her father, she lost her mother. You're right, she's a bad person. Give her a little bit of time to feel for them. And then the Rambam Meir Nevuchim says something similar. When someone cries, it helps his neshama to change, to take out the pain. Like, you know, you say, let him to cry it out. So Meir, she passed a lot. It's also then the Rambam Meir Nevuchim. The Ramban brings down Vapirusho Amiti Shekevon Shoyodovuk Shem Avidezore Alpio. She's coming from Avidezore Gidike place. She needs a month to forget about it, to cry about it, to forget about it. That Yishtakach Shem Avidezore and all of her connection to her parents will be forgotten, that she could be Nidbak with a Yid. You can't connect to a guy. You can't connect to someone that is full with Avodah Zarah. It's not good for your own part. You need to have a change. I started wanting to explain that the Zohar is going with this Mahalach. We spoke about it with the Shmuz in a different way about it. But in Sforim it states that in Elul you have to behave different. As I know, give Chodesh Elul, you have to behave close to the Ribbon Shel Olam. The Shal is Alamor, what is it? Cheating, I'm changing. The whole month of Elul, you have to behave different. We know the Gdolim left their houses. They had Kanes Dibur the whole Elul. But this is the Pshat. Rosh Hashanah is the day that we're Mischaber to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem can be Mischaber im Shem Avodah Zarah Dovuk Bepiv. Person has to make a kind of separation, Hefsek. It's the vote of the Goen that the Welt says in the Parsha. The Netziv says, Sheker only. It's a Sheker that the Goyen said it, but I'll say it over because the Welt says it over. And then Netziv says in Emek Dover that he heard it b'shem the Goyen, V'shir omru b'shmoy. It's a Sheker. But the Welt is a beautiful Welt. It says in the Pasuk, Ketir le'ish shtei noshim, achas uvo v'achas snuva. V'yoldu le'bonim, o aruvo v'asnuva. V'hoyo ha'ben ha'pir la'snuva. And the Ben Abchoy will be the one that he hates. Don't make the Ben Ahuva Abchoy. You have to make the Ben Asnua Abchoy. That's what it says. Stop that. I think the Rishonim bring down. Because it says a person has two wives, Ahuva and Snua. The other Lebanim, the Ahuva and the Snua. The first one is to the Snua. So you're not allowed to make the Ben Ahuva Abchoy. So it's not, it's not the Ramban, and before she bring down, it says, V'hoyo Ben Abchoy Snua. What is V'hoyo? The Pasuk could have said, Imi Yiyye. Kachude. Eloikim Yevakesh Esnirdof. Varsh is a Snua. Vayar Eloikim Ki Snua, Noichi Leo says, Ashkever. This is the Derech. I remember once was a machlekes in Brisk. So the Buskerov, they were right of someone. Buskerov said, stop, leave him. Because soon as Elohim Yivakesh is Nirdof, Hashem will help him. So we can't right of him so strong. Because if we were right so strong, could be he's wrong, but Elohim Yivakesh is Nirdof. Sometimes Hashem, but the Goyen says that the Pesuk is very modern. A person has Ahuva v'snua, v'yodu lo yishtei bonim Ahuva v'asnua, v'hoyu ha-ben abchol asnua. Shtei noshim ahuva v'snua, v'yodu lebonim ahuva v'asnua, v'hoyu ha-ben abchol asnua. The pasuk says ahuva v'snua, v'yodu lebonim ahuva v'asnua. So who had first? Ahuva v'asnua, v'hoyu ha-abchol asnua. The pasuk says, but don't make the zog the goyim. What is snua? Snua is she's divorced. Says like this: he had ahuva v'asnua. Shtei noshim. And what happened was, the Ahuva and the Snua, the sore had the baby after 9 months. The Ahuva had the baby after 7 months. So the Ben of Ahuva was really born before the Ben Asnua. But the heroion, the pregnancy, the heroion of the Snua started before the Ahuva. So we all know Ahuva and Snua. The Ahuva had the baby before, but the Snua really had it for 9 months because she's divorced already. So they had it at the same time. But she's already outside the house. So the heroion was really before the Ahuva. So I would, the person would say, the Ahuva had a baby first. So the pasuk, but the heroion of the Snua was first. So he's the Bchoyo. Because he was created first. The Netziv said, Sheker onu b'goyen, the Halacha is not like that. Sheker onu b'goyen. The pasuk goes weiter. Sometimes a vote of Chaim Kanievsky says it over every time. It's a big yesod for chinuch. Kiir leish ben seir moirer eino shemea b'koy lovi v'b'koy limoi. V'yisru oisei v'lo yishma aleya. V'tofsu b'yovi v'yoi v'otzi oisei azik mehiroi v'el shar m'koy moi. V'omru b'neinu ze seir moirer eino shemea b'koleinu. V'rogmu kol anshe hiroi b'avonim v'meis v'b'yarto arom mikirbecho. So the Gemara Darshan's Ben Seirer Umoirer Tovsu boy Oviv Ve'imoy Voitziu Oisoy El Shar Zikne V'omru Bneinu Ze Seirer Umoirer Enenu Shemea Bekoleinu Zoylel V'soyve Enenu Shemea Bekoleinu Zoylel V'soyve. So the Gemara says Enenu Shemea Bekoil Oviv U'Bekoil Imoy. Zog the Gemara Mikan, Sha'ovi ve'imoy shem bekoil. They have to have the same voice. The Gemara says they have to have the same look. Then the Gemara says, so b'meile, if they have the same look and the same voice, so she's an islandist. So the Gemara says, but spoil her l'nivro. This is the one mandama, it can be. This doesn't. If they have the same voice, either he's a balmudra, he's a soris, or she's an islandist. They look the same. It's about Masas HaMelech. I remember the Masas HaMelech when I was a young bacher. He would say a vitz. I don't know if you like to say it, but here's a Hamish Olam, a small Olam. We could say it. He said that it says that they have to look the same. Now the Gemara says that, you know, if you take a stoya, you end up to divorce her, and you end up to have a ben seirah umayra. That's the Gemara says. Soifa is a soina. Soifoy that comes out from such a shidduch of Ben Seirer Umayra. Mor says, I'm Avsholem, but whole story. That's like the Gemara. So Kumda is that the Gemara says that from if Astoyar comes out of Ben Seirer Umayra. So it means that if Astoyar looks exactly like him. So when a person goes to the war and he sees himself exactly in a Isha, he thinks Mashomayim is the best shidduch in the world. So maybe as them divoter k'neged yitzhar, this is what Alma will say. If the Gemara says that she mamish looks like him. The Gemara says, but maybe it's a Kenny Zach. But the Gemara says that they have to have the same voice. Stop. So the Chaim Kanievsky is a big remez here. She'ovi ve'imoy medabri oisoy koil. Avadi kipshuta, it means the same. It says the posuk is melamed yisoy dem chinuch. The aleph beis of chinuch is that the parents work like a team. But if the father says one thing and the mother says another thing, the message that the kid gets is confused and he could go off the derech. Zokter, if the parents are not speaking in the same voice, it's not the son's fault that he's a ben seir, so don't do nothing to him. It's not his fault that he went off. The parents are not mechanch. The first condition from Ben Seir Rumeirer is She'ovi ve'imoy medabrim bo'isho ve'oisoy ha'koil. They're giving over the same message. And then we have a problem with the kid. Then there's a problem. But if it's two messages, don't... Chep tzach nishmi the kid. It's not his fault. So leave him. The pasuk says, "Yomus zakai val yomus chayev." It's a very shver pasuk. We don't understand exactly what it means, but this is what the pasuk says: "Yomus zakai val yomus chayev." Bring down Chasam Sefer and Roshe. I want to read over the Roshe from Chasam Sefer and Roshe. Hine roisi maise. Echod meisloi ben cotton. People say who it was. I'm not going now. It's famous. Roshe's Chasam Sefer. Hine roisi maise. Because words, listen carefully. Roisi maise. I saw a maise. Echod meisloi ben cotton. He lost a little child. Bochur Mufla Mibnei Aliyah was a very special kid. V'leirotzo li'isnachem, and he didn't want to get nechama. Ad shenidme lo'i b'chaloim, till he saw in the dream his son, he became older and older, and he was fashmad. V'hoyo ov boiche, v'toyt b'seoroi, al shiyotzo ze michalotzov. V'shuv k'shehikitz, when he woke up, he realized that it was only a dream. And he was nisnachem, that Hashem took him. Yomu zakai val yomu schayav. Zehu maise roisi vehu emes. These are the words of the Chasam Sefer. Everyone understands what happened exactly. But it's like a word that you don't explain it. Zeh maise roisi vehu emes. How the Chasam Sefer knows what the other person drew. Yeah? The rest you can understand. Yeah? But Maise roisi vehu emes. Yomu zakai val yomu schayev. But yeah, it's not up to us, and we don't understand these things. But yomu zakai val yomu schayev. I heard from my father-in-law, Avrom Gur, the Roshir of Kutitzer. As Rebbele Lapian told him over a maise. Again, they don't say on who the maise was. Everyone could understand themselves. That was a person that had over 10 kids. It was that days in Europe. And one of the kids was going off. And he decided that he wants to go to America. That days to go to America was, nothing was left. And the parents didn't want him to go. So he walked, the parents would, but you know, older kid, you can't stop him. So he ordered himself a place in the boat. And he took off, and the parents walked into the boat. And when the boat left, the parents davened that the boat would drown. And Baruch Hashem, Rebbele said, the boat drowned. Yom Muzakai Val Yom Chayav. And he said, this is the pshat. It says, Mabetza. Right? Everyone knows that. So the Gemara learns out but the Pshut is on Mikro. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kuvzayin, the Pshat is Azei. Boitzeya birech niyetz Hashem. If someone is Mevorech Yehuda, that he saved Yosef, right? Chaval to kill him. We'll send him to the Mitzrim. Niyetz Hashem. Hashem gets very, very upset with him that he gives a bracha to Yehuda. Yehuda did the worstest thing in the world. He told not to kill Yosef, to send him to Mitzrayim, a place full with Zima. Chaval. Boitzeya birech, niyetz Hashem. Better that the brothers will kill them. Was the Eitzah she'enor Egenes to save Yosef, to send him to Mitzrayim. Oy Yosef chai. Yaakov says, Elech ve'erenu, it can be. But Hashem made a miracle that he's chai. It's not up to us. Boitzeya birech, niyetz Hashem. It's menayetz Hashem. It's not our cheshbonus to say, but maybe in two generations someone will come back. It's not our cheshbonus. Person has to know. The Parsha ben Seirer, especially, if lo'i hoyev lo'i nivro, it means that it's a limit. It's not now the time to learn it. But if it's a parsha shelo yehoyo velo nivro, the whole parsha is a message to learn. We don't understand it, I'm asking. We don't know what exactly it is, yeah? But it never, will never happen. So we need to learn. So the message we don't want to take, because it doesn't fit to our society, what we, you know, kiruv v'chule, yeah? Doesn't fit. So it's not negiah to us, it will never happen, so for who is it? For who is it? It's only for learning. It's only for learning. Avada. A person has to know when and how. The Gemara says, Itamu chatoim velochoitim. The Gemara in Brocha says that she daven that someone will die, you're not allowed to daven that he will die, you have to daven that he will do tshuva. I'm not coming to start now to daven that everyone will die, chas v'sholem. So Gemara in Brochas, Itamu chatoim velochoitim. The chet will be, not the person. Avada not. But there's a musig yomu zakai va'al yomu schayiv. I want to tell you a story. I forgot about it. In this second, I remembered it. But I forgot about it because I want to really think marich on it to remember the story. But I have it written down somewhere. It was exactly a year ago. I don't remember. I was by Rav Shteyman. I went to try to help a yid. Story b'fnei atzmoi. And it was a very big, it was megeter, huge amounts of tzedakah that a person promised if Rav Shteyman will give such a bracha. And so I was standing in line, and before me was a shayla. I'm saying it incorrectly because I might have forgot about it for a year, and this second it came back to me. So I'm saying it like a memory, and talk today the story. And the shayla was, the kid was a deaf kid. So they have in Bnei Brak organizations, you know, like they have Shema Benish, Ptachya, Shmaya, all different organizations that help these kids. Now, and they have a frum one. And it was a person that is not frum that wanted to send this kid to this organization. He's a big doctor. He's not declaring that his kid will be frum. But he's masking for the needs of his kids that they will move to Bnei Brak for that amount of years. And when they come bring the kid, they didn't need Bnei Brak, they'll move. When they'll drive in, he'll put a yarmulke, the kid will have a yarmulke there. And then they'll take the kid out. In that place, they can't do kiruv. You can't do it. It's government. It's disabilities of kids. It's not to the proper. Not to go into the details. And the shaila was, if take the kid in or not, if it will have a bad influence on the other kids or not. This was the shaila. A heavy question. It's a big doctor could give money. Shteyman said, cannot take it. What, you want to teach him how to understand? Now he's potter min ha-mitzvahs. You will teach him, he's going to do bar mitzvah, he will do averus. You machshim him, you're not helping him. Better he was there shaita. Don't try to make him pikech. You're not allowed to. It's asur. You machshil him. Better he will not understand, and he will be potter from the mitzvahs. To make him a pikech and to be a bit. You know what is a chet? And then this he stopped the conversation. Again, the details, I'm not involved. But there's another look. Yomu zakav al yomu schayev. That's it. We talk. You know, mekayevim and the end of the and with the details, I'm not arguing now. System. If the system is different, the system is different. This is not the question. The question is not now if we could do different. If we could do different, and then Rav Shteyman didn't speak. But as Ashkofe, don't make a person to do to be a balchet. At least what? You make him a bardas that he chayav b'mitzvahs to do eva averus. He said it's so stark. I got it after it's been written from the God, but I just don't remember now. The parsha is for us to teach us. We don't understand what is a chait. We don't understand what is a chait. Someone, they want to kill you to do Gilui Arayos. You have to be dead. Oh, I'll do Gilui Arayos, I'll do tshuva after that, the whole family, you know. I'll do dafayim every day. I'll do tshuva, I promise I'll do tshuva later. It's kedai to die? You know how much business I could do later? Hashem says, no, die. I don't want you to do that later. I don't want you to do that later. Why? I'll do that later, then I'll do tshuva, it'll be okay. The story was that was 5 years ago was a story. Lemaisa was nisbar in the end that the story was not true. But someone came to tell me about two bachim that went to a boat that is doing aveiras there. In the end, it's bar that is garnish, it's time they play casino. But I thought that, you know, I was thinking, they told me that there they do aveiras. So, it was a Tommy, man, taking the responsibility to myself. They explained to me that there, you cannot do aveiras the whole time. So, I didn't ask questions. So I send a message. It's hard to get there because the boat, but you go to the army, you can get a message to the boat to jump down the boat now. And I said, if you don't jump, I'm davening that they will die on the spot. And I said, davening that they will die. So the parents called me up to yell on me. And then it's Baal Lehovel and Nivo, the whole story. And then I called my Shvel, and he told me, you're right. Rebelle also davened, and someone, yeah? Yomuza do tshuva later. So why Hashem said Yorg Valiavir? I will do it. Tomorrow will be okay. Hashem says no. Then if you have an option, someone will do Aveire, Gilei Arayos, or don't save him and he will not do it. For sure don't save him. You're not allowed to kill himself. You're not allowed to kill him. Yomuzaka val Yomuzchayev. About it, it's hard things to understand. I was not planning to speak about it, just came. In the middle of there's a cloud, there's a chasim sefer, that if you speak and something comes in, vayis teh someone sibur has to hear it. Could be myself. There's a cloud from the chasim sefer. If in the middle of a drosh something comes in that he didn't plan. But parsha was not said for someone. Lo yhoyo ve lo nivro. We have to understand the choymer of a chayit. Good chance.